Appreciate Brother Corey Amen. Leading the singing, Chris will playing. Amen. I was just thinking how good the singing sounded this morning.
Amen.
That's right. There's a lot of good sound coming from this area right over here, Amen. Young ladies. Please continue to pray. It's my desire this morning to keep this short. Not because of, just don't want to put nothing into it. It don't have to be a long time for it to be what God wants.
And
the older I get, the more I realize that He just wants us to do what He wants, without any addition. And my desire this morning is for God's people to be blessed. I know we live in a world now when a blessing, you better think a whole lot of it. Anytime it comes by, and you get to feel something in there, it's worth a lot, ain't it?
Amen.
I want to call your attention this morning to the chapter 13 in Matthew's Gospel. Chapter 13 in verse 44. And I'll go ahead and tell you before I read this. This is something I've struggled with ever since I've been alive. Never have got it right. Not for long. But I want you to know how worth it it is if you just get it right for just a few minutes. And it makes you want to do it again, And what I'm wanting to do this morning is trying to present it to you in such a way that you want to do it close enough together that we'll just make a life out of it. That's what I never have been able to, I ain't never got there. I got so far to go. But this verse here is talking about the kingdom of heaven. And it's a parable that the Lord gave. And it says, Matthew 13:44, again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath and buyeth that field. Now, I used to think that God was the treasure, and that we should go and be willing to give up everything we got just so we can have that treasure. And I'll tell you right now, that'll preach. It will. I wouldn't fall out with nobody for preaching it that way. But I believe in all honesty, the truth of it is the field is the world. The man is the Lord. And you're the treasure. Now, if you're lost this morning, I want you to realize how much He thinks of you.
Amen.
And how good He's been to you.
Yes, ma'am.
And if you're saved this morning, I still want you to realize how much He thinks of you.
Amen.
Nobody has ever loved us like He does.
Amen.
He sold everything He had. He paid the highest price that anybody could ever pay.
Amen.
Just for me.
Yep.
Now, I don't understand that. That's over my head. But I sure do appreciate it.
Amen.
So, you're the treasure. I want you to know that. There's enough people fussing and causing trouble. And I want to tell you some good news this morning. He sure thinks a whole lot of you.
Amen.
And now go with me to the 6th chapter of Matthew. While you're turning there, I want to tell you what my thought is this morning. is priorities. I was raised on a farm, and on a farm, you have to be taught priorities. You know, certain things come before other things does, you know. That was drilled into me. Now, I didn't always listen. I didn't always practice it, and as I got older, I practiced it even less, you know. But there were certain things in my life growing up that I was taught that was more important than other things, you know. So even if you're going to say that there's priorities, then there's levels of priorities. You know, there's God comes first. And that's what I want to point out today more than anything. But, you know, your family's in there somewhere, right? And whether we want to admit it or not, the way we make a living's in there somewhere. Now, it's way too close to the top. I'll be honest with you. You can wire yourself out trying to make a living and wind up realizing that I'm an old man and I'd have been better off to just been poor and love the Lord. Amen. That's where it's at.
Amen.
There's where the life's at. And those of you that are young today, I want to tell you something. Don't make the same mistake that some of us did. Don't put that off. Just realize that you're here to please Him. And that's it. We ain't put here to have big houses.
Amen.
That's right. And go in debt the rest of your life that you can't pay out. That ain't why we're here.
Amen.
And I know people don't want to hear that because we our culture, you know, it's kind of set up to make us desire these things.
Right.
But what I'm trying to tell you is it'll wind up owning you.
Yes. Yeah.
It will. The borrower is slave to the lender. We can't get around that. Now, we've all probably done it, and I ain't throwing nobody under the bus for it, but let's just try to do better, and let's try to send our kids down a different path
Amen.
Than we did.
Amen.
So I want to talk about priorities for a little while as we read this. In verse 19 of chapter 6 of Matthew, it says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also."
Amen.
Your heart is that part in you that feels. That's where you care about stuff at. It's in your heart. I've already told you what God's treasure is. What's yours? He desires that from us. He wants us to love Him as much as He does us. He don't like one-sided relationships. Where's your treasure? It always proves out in how we live our life.
That's right.
Every time we learn something in the scriptures, we get a chance to prove whether we really learned it or not. Put it in practice, you know. How much is He to you? What kind of treasure is He to you? Because you know what? If He's your treasure, then He's who we're going to think about. He's who we're going to build our life around. You know that scripture that talks about Jesus, you know, gave about building His house on the rock? You know what? This has come to my heart. I want to throw something in here.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the rock, right?
Amen.
You can build your house. You got two choices. You can build it on the sand, right? And the wind's going to come and it's going to disturb all that and it's going to wash it out from under you and your house is going to fall. Or you can build it on the rock, which is Jesus Christ. And no matter how much the wind blows, and it's going to blow, and the storms are going to come, but you'll still be on the rock.
Amen.
You know what a house is? If you look up that, it's a family.
Amen.
A house is a family. If you build your family on the sand, I want to tell you something. Your kids is going to be in a bind. But if you give them a foundation of Jesus Christ and you raise them that way and you live in front of them the way you put Jesus Christ as your treasure, they'll see that.
Amen.
And they'll go astray too, you know it? But you raise the train up a child in the way that he should go, and guess what the Bible says? He'll come back to it. He won't ever forget what you taught him as a child. It ain't all about jobs and making money and seeing what we can have. We got a house to be responsible for.
Amen.
A family. And you know what? Jesus loves your kids just as much as he does you.
Amen.
Where's your treasure at?
Amen.
This dawned on me the other day, and I'll be about done here just in a minute. I never thought about this before. And it's personal to me, and I want you to make it personal to you. Just because I call my name, I want you to, you can insert Amy or Barry or whatever, you know, you
Amen.
Stand in this spot.
Yes.
When Adam fell in the garden, that was God's creation. God actually did, I guess, wreck up a pile of dirt with his hands, and he formed man, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and he really did become a living soul.
Amen.
He created us in his image.
Amen.
And he told them to be fruitful and multiply, and things started bringing forth after their own kind, and here we are.
Amen.
We're still created in his image. He loves his creation.
Amen.
I figure he likes dogs and deer and fish and trees, and everything he done, he said it was good,
Amen.
Didn't he? But he sure enough loves us. You know why? Because he proved it. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten. He didn't just say, I love you and let it go with that. He proved his love to us.
Amen.
When he fell in the garden, when Adam ate, we all took a big old bite, and sin entered into the world, and it passed on every one of us. And God loved his creation so much. I believe God the Father, God the Word, and God the Holy Spirit had them a powwow right there before the world ever got going good. And they decided right then that there was going to be a lamb slain from the foundation of the world to take care of my sin. That scripture I read you first, it said when he finds it, you know what he done with it? He hides it. You know what that word means, hide? He covers it. He covers it. He covered my sin because he loved me so much. Oh, what a Savior. I just can't get past that.
Amen.
He didn't have to love me that much, brother, did he? He proved it before we was ever even here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what he really done? He made you a priority. You're his priority.
Yep.
You say, well, no, it's a church. Well, what's a church made out of? People. God loved you so much that he sent his son to die for you.
Amen.
Now that is a priority.
Yes.
What's yours? That kind of changed the way I thought about things for a while, you know. When he died on the cross, I really do believe. You remember that Florida Boy song? And sometimes we sing it here when he was on the cross. You was on his mind.
Amen.
He seen a little 10-year-old boy squat down on the corner of that porch and call on him one day. He knew about all of that before I was ever even born.
Amen.
You know what? When I got there, he was awaiting on me.
Amen.
He proved it to me.
Amen.
He loves me. And you know what? I've said this so many times and I can't get past it. I messed up my life. I didn't mess it up when I was 10. He saved me when I was 10. I messed it up in my 20s for sure. And messed it up again in my 30s. And you know what? He knew about every bit of that before he ever even saved my soul. He knew I was going to do that. Now that's love, brother. He made me a priority. I don't think of myself as being a priority of nothing. But he loved me enough. He thought a whole lot of me, Brother Barry. I don't know why. Amen. Ain't never figured it out. I've thought so many times. I thought, boy, Lord, you sure paid a high price for a piece of junk. But I'm so thankful that he did. Amen. Let me tell you something. I've tried it the other way. I used to think I was something other, and that wasn't working out too good. When I started seeing myself down here, he started pouring out the blessings and straightened up my life. Yep. Y'all try it sometime. Amen. He was not lying when he said, if you humble yourself, you'll be exalted. You can't do that all by yourself. You can exalt yourself if you want to, but I'm going to tell you something. It's a long ways to the ground. You'd be better off just realizing what we are. And that he thought so much of his creation. So what's your treasure? Don't you reckon, since we're his treasure, don't you think we could make him ours?
Amen.
If you don't know the Lord this morning, if you just put him first and desire him with everything you got and just talk to him a little bit, Amen. You ain't got to have no fancy words if you'll just talk to him in your own way. He'll respond to that. He will. I guarantee you.
Amen.
And that guarantee it don't rest on Marty Metter. It guarantee rests on this right here.
Amen.
Make him your priority. You're his. You know good and well if he watches a sparrow fall from the sky, he sure knows everything going on with you. Just the thought of knowing that he cared that much about me. I don't know why it took me so long to realize that. Are y'all that way? I hear people preach things and I'm thinking, what have I been doing for the last bunch of years? I don't know. I knew he loved me. I didn't doubt that. He's let me know several times. But down here lately, I'm kind of beginning to wonder, realize how much you love me.
Yeah.
Enough to buy me.
Amen.
And he didn't write no check. What good would it have done? He owns all the silver and gold anyway, don't he? He owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. He owns everything.
Amen.
So what good would it have done for him to pay cash for me? Who's he going to pay him?
Amen.
No, he gave something much more important.
Amen.
He's given me two things in my life that I'm beginning to appreciate more all the time. He gave me his life. He did. I was dead, and he gave me his life. And ever since then, he's given me his time. And I ain't in charge of none of that. Do you love him this morning? Do you really, really love him? Is he your treasure? Don't you reckon we could make an effort toward putting him first?
Amen.
Don't you reckon that's what Jesus meant when he said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind and all your strength, and your neighbor as yourself. I don't know how hard it's going to be to explain to him one of these days when I bow before him. And every knee's going to bow, saved and lost. I don't know what it's going to be like to have to give an answer. But why didn't you put me first? I was so good to you. I gave you a family. I gave you children. I gave you a good wife. I gave you a place to live. I've fed you all these years. I've done all these things for you. I'll let you be a member of Hilltop. Might not mean nothing to you, but that's one of my biggest blessings, is just getting to be here with y'all. I love y'all. God done that for me, sitting right over yonder one night. Didn't think he was ever going to open the doors of the church. I thought I was going to choke to death. Leanne Dotson, bless her heart. And it didn't take me long to get up here. Thank you for taking me.
Amen.
I got a home now. I got a church home. God done that for me.
Amen.
He didn't just save me. He's took care of me all these years. He's kicked my hind end a few times too. And you know what? I love him for it. It made me want to get closer to him. And some of y'all, I don't know how you feel about disciplining your kids. Let me give you a little pointer here. Not that I know anything, but I've noticed this. These youngins, boy, they'll get into this and they'll get into that and they'll run around. And parents will start counting and put them in the corner and all that stuff. And I ain't never noticed that working too good. But I tell you something I found out with mine. Anybody that enjoys whooping a kid got something wrong with them.
That's right.
But when they do something and God gets on you and lets you know you better do something about this,
amen,
and you go whoop them in love,
amen,
and they come back to you and they say, I'm sorry. That's a beautiful picture of what's been going on in my life ever since I was 10 years old.
Amen.
And you know what else I noticed? If you'll discipline one, they'll be all over you. They'll love you more for it. They'll want to be around you because you just let them know what to do to please you. If you do it right. God does it right.
Amen.
Boy, he's whooped me so many times. But at the same time, he's let me crawl up in his big old lap and he's took care of me every single time.
Amen.
That's what a good daddy does, ain't he?
Right.
So, I don't want to have to answer that question. Why didn't you put me first? How come the world was more important to you than I was? That's going to hurt, ain't it? But you know what the good news is? We can fix it. You might say, well, I can get it. No, we can fix it right now if you want to. I love y'all. Thank you for letting me be here. Appreciate Brother Bodine asking me. It's kind of a weird thing. I was sitting with John at Johnson City, Tennessee, and he getting a haircut, and I said, I'm going to sit out in the car. I didn't care nothing about going in there and doing all that. I don't need a haircut. And I was just sitting out there, and all of a sudden, you know, there's Bodine, and he tells me what's going on. And I thought, oh, man, I'm plumb down here in East Tennessee. I don't know, you know. And boy, it wasn't hard in no time. The Lord laid something on my heart.
Amen.
He knows what's going on, don't he?
Amen.
He got it all under control. Well, my little 15-minute saying just took a little longer than I thought, but I reckon I'm done. I just want to point out something this morning. Do with it what you want to. But this thing up here ain't just for lost people.
Amen.
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 Don't you reckon we can at least try to put him first?
Amen.
I will assure you one thing. He will absolutely make it worth it.
Yep.
You'll be glad you did. Even if it's just for 5 minutes, it'll be the best 5 minutes you've had in a long time. And then we can turn around and try to do it for five more. Let's have a song.
Amen.
If you're lost this morning, put him first.
Amen.
He'll straighten it all out for you, and it don't take him no time. It don't strain him a bit. But it's a lot more complicated. We make it more complicated than it really is. Just talk to him. He'll fix it for you.